It's been called a teal revolution, newly victorious independents who've swept moderate liberals from office. All campaigned heavily on climate change and political integrity, and all of them are women. One of them is Dr. Monique Ryan, who's taken the blue ribbon liberal seat of Kooyong from Josh Frydenberg. Dr. Monique Ryan, congratulations. What message has the electorate sent, not just in your seat, but right around the country?
Look, I think the people of Australia have spoken up and said that they're really dissatisfied with the government that we've had for the last 3 years or more. We want action on climate change. We want integrity and transparency in government. We want better gender equity. And we want a more generous and cohesive, inclusive approach to the most vulnerable members of our society. And they're things that we haven't seen in the last year's the Morrison government.
In the case the Labor Party can't get to 76 seats on its own and can't form a majority government, will you be prepared to offer Anthony Albanese confidence and supply if it's needed and then go from there, or do you want to put forward demands first?
Look, I've been very clear from the get-go in my campaign that I'd be happy to talk to either major party, and obviously I guess at the moment it looks like that will be Mr. Albanese in the first instance, about providing confidence and supply if he is prepared to come to the table on effective and immediate action on climate change and on an ICAC with an appropriate model for that.
So does that involve a 60% reduction in emissions by 2030? Would you speak to him without that?
That's the immediate target, yes.
So to be clear, you wouldn't offer confidence and supply unless Labor went forward with a more ambitious climate target.
That's exactly right. We have to have immediate action on climate change. We can't wait. The Labor Party's current target that they've taken to the election is manifestly inadequate. And that, I hope, is the power of the crossbench, that we can drive further action on this most important of issues.
You speak of that power. How are you going to maximise that power? You're clearly a force that the Teal Independents now in the lower house. Will you work together in any formal sense to get the most leverage?
Well, I think we'll work together and we'll work with the major parties and with the Greens and with all other members of that parliament to effect the change that the people of Australia have told us that they want.
Would you envisage, for example, holding weekly meetings, kind of caucus-type meetings, or will you operate completely independent of each other?
No, look, we're not a party in any way, shape or form, and I don't think that will change. I do expect to work with the other independents. I have no immediate idea of how that will sort of formulate, but I can't imagine that we'd be having weekly meetings. We're not a party. We won't be a party. We won't act as a party.
You've unseated Josh Frydenberg in Kooyong. He was touted as the next Liberal leader. He's considered moderate on many issues. He fought hard for a strong climate policy within the Liberal tent. Now he and so many other talented Liberal Party moderates are gone. Do you worry that you and the other Teals have driven the coalition even further to the right?
We haven't driven any parties anywhere. They've taken themselves off in the wrong direction, and what the people of Australia have expressed is their dissatisfaction with that direction. I've said on a number of occasions, I don't believe that Mr. Frydenberg is a Liberal, in that his actions in Parliament haven't really reflected that. He's voted with Barnaby Joyce on almost every occasion in the last 9 years. He may have stated in the past that he wanted effective action on climate change, but he hasn't delivered it. And that's what people want, and that's what the people of Australia will receive after this election.
Do you believe that the two-party dominance in our politics is now gone forever?
Oh, I don't know about the forever, but it's very, very clear that this is there's been a teal revolution at this election, and it's the power of a democracy and the power of the people to speak. I find it incredible and inspiring that the people have spoken in this way. I think that, you know, for the next, you know, I wouldn't say forever, but I think that things have changed for a long time, and the independent movement is here to stay.
Dr. Monique Ryan, thanks for joining us.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's the new member for Kooyong, Dr. Monique Ryan.